Happy Monday, happy Monday, happy Monday to you, honeys. It's your girl, Brittany Nicole, host of Healing Beyond Dealing podcast, where I want you to go beyond just dealing with things to actually healing for real, y'all. It is time for us to go beyond dealing with everything life throws at us to actually healing for real. All right. Thank you all for tuning in. I am so excited to have Daniel Greer Sr. here with us today, who is... It's very special to have him on as a guest because we went to high school together and I have watched him blossom as a young man down through the years via social media. So, Daniel, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing good, Brittany. Just blessed, highly favored as usual.
You better come on with it. Look, it's so good to have you on. How has life been treating you?
Life's been good. It's been great.
That's good.
Income getting bigger. That's good. I'm loving it.
Look, that's good to hear. Good to see you. You're looking good. You're doing well. I see you're doing I see you now. And you are you have your own business. You're a chef. I see you posting your videos and things. So keep going. I'm so happy for you and just excited for where God is taking you. So listen. Have I missed anything? I know you are an awesome dad, chef. Have I missed anything?
Nothing. I said, just a servant in the arm of the Lord. That's it.
You better come
outside
on.
Outside of that, I'm just an ordinary Joe, just trying to live it up.
I love it. Well, listen, let's go ahead and hop right in. Today, I just want to, I've seen you grow. I've seen you just mature as a young man and you're out here doing your thing. What would you say are some of the things you've had to let go of to become the man you've become today?
Letting go. A lot of things. You got your victim mindset. That's one.
Yeah.
Can't be the everything, and everything that happens in life, it's always because of somebody else. Some things we bring on our own for sure.
Yeah.
Some other things, you got to control your emotions.
Come on.
Sometimes your emotions outdo the actual realization of what's actually going on because you in them too much. Sometimes you gotta get up out of it.
Yeah.
Another thing is just letting your pride go. Letting your pride go and being humble. So it's a lot of different things like off them topics that you actually just have to do as in oneself to grasp and grow.
That's everything. And I just want to look, I'm over here taking notes. You said let go of the victim mindset. You have to let go of the pride and be humble. And what was the second thing you said? The victim mindset,
controlling your emotions. You got to control your emotions.
Look, that's a good
go ahead, love. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. I just want to park right there because you dropped some really heavy and beneficial nuggets. But that victim mindset, really entering every situation thinking or leaving every situation thinking, kind of like, woe is me, and they did me so bad, and they did me so dirty. How do you, where do you even start with letting their mindset go and moving out of it? Like, what do you even start? That's really heavy, and I see a lot of us wrestle with that. I've been there, done it, got the trophy. But what steps can you advise somebody to take to get out of it?
For one, It's self-reflection. You got to realize sometimes, like, you're the problem.
Yeah.
It's not as deep as you think it is.
Yeah.
On the outside, looking in. Because when you go telling your friends or family, this happened or this happened and this happened, and then you got everybody team you versus whoever, whatever the situation is, somebody got to ask, what you do?
Come on.
Because every cause, there's an effect. So for this to happen, not saying that, life don't happen, but what did you do to put a little gas on the fire or even start it? And then want to hide your hand after you threw the rock, Mm-hmm. So that's definitely one thing. You got to do that. And
you know what? I think the beauty, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I mean, that's so huge. I think the beauty in letting go of that victim mindset is that once you do that, you can really, you know, like you said, you ask the right questions and you can really focus on, okay, wait a minute. What lesson is God teaching me in this? What can I gather from whatever this situation is? Because you take, for an example, a relationship. If you hop from relationship A to relationship B, C, D, and the same thing is taking place, you do have to do some self-evaluation and ask yourself, wait a minute. Why am I meeting the same person over and over and over? I'm contributing to this in some way, you know?
Oh, yeah. So, you definitely... Well, that's for everybody, including myself back, you know, when I was out there like that. But I know why this happened every time. Yeah. I know why some of it like, oh, you just like this. Because if you got 9 out of 10 people saying the same thing and 9 out of 10 people don't even know each other at all.
Come on.
Hey, man, you gotta pay attention. Do that math.
Look, I heard somebody, one of my friends said that jokingly, but it's so real. He said, wait a minute now, everybody ain't lying on you. You know, everybody ain't sitting up lying on you. So, there's some truth even to that. And we really have to take a step back and really kind of dive deep in ourselves to really get to the bottom of it, because that's how we become better people. So, I mean, that's everything. Yeah. Letting go of that victim mindset. And then you mentioned getting out of our emotions. You better come on and help us. What does that look like?
Oh, well, I mean, we all are human. Like I said, everybody some people have more emotions than others. Well, I'm not gonna say some people have more emotions than others. I think everybody has the same emotions. It's just some people know how to dive into them more and express them more. And it, you know, more on the female side of it, you know, it said, you know, you guys have that willpower of y'all emotions of being one of the greatest powers that you guys have, far as it being in a good way or in a negative way. You know, so y'all have more control over that. And pretty much you gotta realize how you feel doesn't make it the truth. It doesn't make it, oh, that's a fact just because of how you feel about something. They don't make it right.
Look, feelings are not facts. That's everything.
Not at all. Not at all. So you got to realize, well, I feel because you do this and do that, that you don't want to do this with me. You don't want to do that. That has nothing. Take that first because of how you feel. Yeah. That don't mean that I don't love you. That don't mean that I don't want to be there for you because of how you feel. Yeah. Because we all did that, you know, I don't feel like I need to go to work.
Right. But,
I need a way to get this money, you know. I gotta be able to get it. But because of how I feel like they should be paying me $1 million an hour.
Right.
But that doesn't make it right at all.
Listen, you are preaching, I have grown to realize on my journey that I need to pay attention to my emotions, my feelings. I need to pay attention because I feel like they're indicators. They let us know, you know, where we need to do a little work and do a little prayer, a little fasting. However, I've learned not to be led by my emotions. And I think that's kind of tough because there are some days that I don't do so well in it, you know. But when you're led out of your emotions, you find yourself in situations that could have been avoided.
You find
yourself interacting with people who don't deserve the time of day from you, you know. So it's so many things wrapped up in it.
Yeah, because I mean, especially like I said, for dealing with relationships, and I know this, I grew up, you know, with, you know, I got mothers, like a sister, cousins, and I got a lot of females around me. So trust me, and it's like dealing with emotions and dealing with relationships. If you don't lead with your emotions, A lot of he a dog or he this, he not. You looking for something, and it's not that.
Because
he made you feel good. Oh, he bought you flowers for the first time, and it's your first time actually doing it. Oh, he loves me. He really just being an honorable guy. He's like, hey, this is our first time. Let me give you some flowers. Because guess what? When you're on your first date, God bring you flowers. He opens your door. Isn't that just being a great person at the time? Oh, he loved me. Come on now. You're going out with your emotions.
Yeah.
It's different ways, levels of that. But just don't take that little indicator of something of just being something is open a door that, oh, he want to marry me. No, baby.
That's good.
Just being polite.
That's good. You know what? And that's real. I think, you know, it really goes back to communication. You know, I think sometimes we allow our emotions and our feelings to really lead in places that we haven't effectively communicated how we feel to the other person. Because if you're buying me flowers and we're going on dates and all of this, well, as a woman, even if I don't say it, I'm feeling some type of way. You know what I mean? And so I think it's important that we communicate exactly how we feel. You know, even if it's a little uncomfortable, you know, make it clear why you buying me these flowers. You know what I mean?
Right. You definitely want to do that. Make it clear for all of that to make sure what's going on and be aware of what's going on. But, you know, I key point on that, too. Once that truth come out, don't lie to yourself and say, oh, he really meant this to yourself. No, what he said is what he meant. Don't. You know, as a man, I'm telling you, we're not difficult people.
Yeah.
But we speak on my word of mouth. If I say this, you can't change my mind. Oh, I'm going to change it. We just going to talk for a minute. I'm going to change his mind. He going to want to do this. If I don't like mustard on my hamburger, don't hide it under the cheese and think, I'll bite it and I'll see it. Not going to taste. Don't come up. But if I don't like it. I just don't like it. You can love it. I'm not like mad because you love it and I do. We can love different things and I still love you the same. But don't put nothing on my thinking, I'm gonna love to like it. No, I don't. You know, it's like level to it, but I mean, hey, you gotta accept what's being said and not what you think you can change. So,
classmate, you have preached. You have preached because honestly, I think as women. I think as women, we do that a lot. And I'm speaking not only, you know, I would like to think I've grown from that place, but I have been that woman before who I want to see the good in you. I want to, you know, believe the best about you. But like you said, men, I think people in general aren't really complicated, especially men. People show you and they tell you exactly who they are. You know what I mean? So you can decide to ignore it, but if a man has said, I don't want a relationship, I don't want to get married, baby, don't tussle with that.
No, he told you. No. Yes.
It's simple. And so, we can't complicate that. We tend to complicate that by trying to hear something or believe something that has already been explicitly stated the other way around, you know? So we have to pay attention.
Yeah, because like I said, when the guy wants you and he's like from the start, if I'm working on myself, because everybody works on themselves, and that's the thing, like I'm working on myself, I'm not looking for a relationship. But, you know, if you're interacting with somebody, you want somebody on a positive note. It's like, cool, you want to go out and eat dinner, or there's a comedy show going on, or this and that. Yes, we can do that together itself, but I don't want you to think this is going to become an emotional investment on a return that something that you're looking for that I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm here. This is more of a stress reliever type of relationship at the time. Because when you're working on yourself, you can't leave your sanctuary, your house, and go outside and you want to deal with somebody else's mess. Mm-hmm. I came outside to feel better, to get a breath of fresh air, to laugh, to feel good itself. You don't want to go out and be dealing with, because of how you feel about this. And look, I didn't come out here for that, love. I came out here to enjoy myself, have a good time. I'm dealing with no stuff at home. You know, so let's do this and let's have fun. And then let us end it on a good note. And I'll see you on the next time.
Okay, now, Daniel, I do have to play the devil's advocate right here.
Come on,
I got to play the devil's advocate because I think I hear what you're saying as a woman. as a woman now, mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying, but I'm watching what you do. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you're saying, I'm not, when I say you, I mean just me and in general. You're saying, maybe you're saying, I don't want a relationship. I don't want to be with anybody, whatever. However, we are engaging in things that only people who really enjoy and want to move further with each other should be doing. You know what I mean? So it's easy for a man to say, well, I don't want this, I don't want that. Yet you are craving and engaging with the things that you're claiming you don't want. You know, so if we have become intimate, and I don't mean just sex, I mean just intimate on any level, we're dating, you're buying me gifts, I'm buying you gifts, we're spending all this quality time together. So your actions are saying one thing, but your words are saying another. So I think it's kind of a tricky place to navigate, because sometimes you're saying one thing, you're doing another. Not to say that you as the man is to blame, because I think that we allow it, you know.
And on that note as well, though, I'm a victim of it too. I know things that I've done that probably led the fact, like, yo, this is something that I want to, you know, grow of and things of that nature. But I'm a helping person. I make you feel comfortable. I make you things that you feel insecure. It's like, what I'm insecure about that for? It's just like, girl, if you wanna let your stomach out. It's fine. Or you got a little, look, baby, you look good.
Let it out.
I don't care what nobody else said. You want to wear that jacket, wear that jacket. You want to wear that first, wear it. So I can see the fact that men actually make females feel so secure, so comfortable. And it's just like, no man is going to invest in that much, you know what I'm saying, time and things of that nature for something that they just don't want to keep.
Right.
And I can tell you, as far as like the devil advocate, pretty much on a man aspect, you can, in a way. You can actually enjoy stuff in times with somebody, but don't want it permanently. Because you look at heels and shoes that women buy. Guys who are into cars and things of that nature, they fix it up, they change it up, but in different times of their life, they change up. Like, you know what? I ain't want this car no more. Right. I enjoyed it for all this time. I don't like these type of heels no more.
Right.
You know, because it gets to the time where it fades, it's seasoned. But for someone who actually wants you, you gonna know. Because you know what? That person gonna be like, hey, man, you go to church. Can I go to church with you?
Yeah.
I know I don't really go to church like that, but I want to go to church with you. Because I see that you're interested in that, and I want to get involved.
Right, right.
Because I know you're so deep into it. And once you start seeing that type of emotions and he helping and wanting to do things that you know that he don't care for, but he's pushing towards that, that's when he's like, okay, he really trying to do something to me outside, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Outside of what you just give me. Right. So that's the difference.
Well, look, we appreciate you helping us, because it's good to have a man's perspective. You know, I think one of the things wrong with society, you know, a lot of times we are listening to women for advice concerning men. And I think I like to sit underneath, you know, some good wholesome men to just hear the conversation and what things really are like, because sometimes women, we do operate in our experiences, but we can also operate in just emotions and just feelings. And so sometimes it's good to just hear the real from a man, you know. So we appreciate you sharing that. Another point you mentioned was just letting go of pride. How does that translate into relationships and friendships? And what has that been like?
As far as relationships, I mean, letting go of your pride is one of the biggest things, because everybody needs help. There's nobody who's made it to whatever level they've been at without no type of help.
Yeah.
No type of help. It's not even known to man. Even if you got people that's helping you that you may not know personally, it's people like, if you feeling down or something, or you at Walmart and you know in your head, I don't know, if I buy these groceries, how I'm going to get some gas to get to work for the rest of the week? How I'm going to be able to, if I get this, something else is going to be left out. and you get to that register and the guy right behind you, I'll pay for your groceries, love. I got you. Like, you don't got to do that. No, I got you. Something in my spirit telling me I got you. And right. That's what you got to realize. That's help. You may not think that's help because I don't know this dude. I didn't ask for it, but it's still help at the same time. And you got to let go of the pretty much of your pride or just anything that is holding you back from saying, hey, I messed up. I'm sorry. I want to help fix me before I can help fix us. And that's the same with counseling. It's a big thing. I actually wanted to get involved into it. I dabbled in it a little bit, but I want to get more involved into it. You know, because in our minds, especially in the black community, we more like, man, I'm about to go talk to no stranger for what? Like, man, I got my folks to talk to. If I want to talk to somebody, I talk to myself. And look, you think you kept it. We can't do that.
Look, and if talking to our folks was helping, we wouldn't still need the help that we need now.
You hear me?
So we need to talk to somebody. It would make sense.
To somebody that has nothing, know nothing about us, that won't judge us, that's not... You don't need to know my family. You don't need to know nothing. The only thing you know need to know is this story that I'm telling you, and you accepting it for what it is, and you dissecting it and letting me know different things that I can do to help transition and move on and be a better person itself.
That's awesome.
Because once you got yourself together, everything around you is going, it's either going to fall to the wayside or it's going to grow with you.
Yeah, that's
so you definitely got to understand that. Oh, yeah.
That's real. What's up? That's real. Listen, I thank you so much. I'm over here just taking notes, honey. You have truly blessed us. Ladies, in order to move forward and become a better person, Daniel has shared with us several things that he has had to do, such as, you know, letting go of the pride, not operating in his emotions, and really abandoning the victim mindset. So, Daniel, thank you for sharing those tidbits. Before we go, is there anything else you want to share with the ladies? What are your final words, Daniel Greer?
Final words. Basically, when you're doing and trying to grow with yourself, I'm gonna give you three key points, man. You got my pain.
Come on.
You gotta realize what's going on. You got my mistake. Because your pain and your mistake is two different things once you dissect them. And then you gotta get my lesson.
Come on.
What did I get from all of this? You know, and that lesson, it could be something small or it could be something big. But you got to think about all these three components itself. Once you wrap them around, my pain was to figure out my mistake and I figure out what's the lesson. The next step you grow, it should be things that you stumbled, that you done stumbled on already. You skipping rocks now. You skipping stuff. So I'm not falling hard no more. Oh, I see that right there. I don't need to pick that up. I just need to keep on walking and growing. So basically, you grab those three things and hold on to them and realize what it is and take them every step of the way and keep God by your side. Hey, you're going to be all right.
You're going to be all right. Look, and there you have it. Thank you so much for stopping by. And, you know, I really just value everything you said, you know, from the three points to mentioning my pain, my mistake, my lesson. I think, ladies, if we're listening, that's enough to really heal us in the space we're in already. So thank you so much, Daniel. Until next time, we don't want to just deal with things, y'all. We want to heal for real.
Oh, yeah.
Again, thank you all for tuning in and riding this journey out with me. Be sure to follow Healing Beyond Dealing with Brittany Nicole on Facebook, Healing Beyond Dealing Podcast on IG, and as always, email any suggestions, questions, or feedback to healingbeyonddealing@gmail.com. If you're feeling up for shopping, check out my site, healingbeyonddealingpodcast.creator-spring.com. And again, until next time, don't just deal with life, y'all. It's time to heal for real.